and welcome to the Organic MD podcast with Dr. Damon Miller. I'm Carlisle Coash. How are you doing today, Dr. Miller?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you, Carlisle. And you, how are you doing down there?
Hey, I'm in one piece. So every day is a blessing.
Yeah, I consider that a miracle. I mean, you know, we're in some pretty difficult times here. And the fact that my life hasn't completely imploded, I think is just definitely proof that miracles exist.
Yeah.
So we're here today. We're going to be doing a series of talks here about the use of the MicroStim, microcurrent stimulation unit that we use in the office here. And specifically, I wanted to talk about some of the things that you can use this technology for. So the MicroStim company decades ago developed a small portable unit, which is really of excellent quality and affordable, because most of these things that you're doing with microcurrent stimulation, you really need to do the treatments almost daily, sometimes for weeks and months. And so it becomes completely unfeasible and almost impossible to be running into a doctor's office 4 or 5 days a week and paying them for a treatment with an office machine when you don't need to, when you can treat yourself quite effectively at home if you have a little bit of instruction of what to do. So today I wanted to focus on carpal tunnel syndrome. I want to focus on carpal tunnel not because it is the biggest problem that people have, but there have been some very excellent published studies that talk about the use of microcurrent stimulation in relieving the pain and discomfort of carpal tunnel syndrome. And we're going to be including references as well as some of the protocols that have been developed as downloads on the podcast page. And you can certainly, if it feels too difficult and you need some help, you can contact me in my office. We can set up a phone consultation and really get you going with these. But I just think this is a problem that physicians do surgery for this, but the surgeons will be the first to tell you that the surgery often isn't 100% effective. Sometimes it's not effective at all. And, you know, Carlisle, that we try to figure out ways to do things without having to put people at risk. And if I'm not mistaken, you said in the past you've had trouble with carpal tunnel, haven't you?
Yeah, in the past. And actually, it's come back a bit because now I'm doing so much more work on the computer. Not that I didn't before, but usually there was a good balance between computer time and out in the world time and, you know, going and being outside and or going to an office. So to be inside all the time, thanks to COVID, I've had a few days for sure where that old carpal tunnel issue has kind of resurfaced, if you will. So, but as you said, my first instinct isn't to go and do an operation, but to try a number of different things. I've used the MicroStim in the past for that issue, as well as massage and stretching and just other things to manage it.
Yeah. And that's worked for you.
Oh yeah, for sure. So much of it is being aware of the issue of what's causing it. So obviously if I've been at my computer for hours, well, and now my arm is sore and my elbow and arm is sore from that particular work and sitting in that position, then what can I do to change up my routine? What can I do to make sure that I'm stretching and getting work done on that part of my body, especially my arms, shoulder, so that it doesn't get over aggravated.
Right.
Prevention, right? What a notion.
Prevention. And this is one of the classic repetitive stress injuries. And really interestingly seen mainly with computers and word processing, wasn't seen so much when people were using mechanical typewriters. And just to say one thing, the carpal tunnel is down at the wrist, but what often happens with people, especially when this begins to be a little chronic, meaning they don't take care of it, you know, they just have a little wrist pain, but it migrates up the arm. So it eventually involves not just the wrist, but the elbow, the shoulder, and even the neck.
Yeah.
It becomes a kind of a craniobrachial syndrome. That's the official word for it. So meaning head arm syndrome, but often it begins with the carpal tunnel.
Yeah. It radiates all the way up my arm when it's really bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's common. That's common. And so if you have bad neck pain and shoulder pain and you think it's because of using the computer, this is a protocol that you'd want to do. And interestingly, the protocol that we're going to be putting up along with the podcast is from a Dr. Margaret Nasser, N-A-E-S-E-R. And she is somebody who's done a lot with acupuncture. In fact, she was on the 3-year study that the National Institutes of Health did looking at the effectiveness of acupuncture. She was one of the people they tapped to help with that study. That was back in the 80s. But she put together a combo protocol where you were doing needleless acupuncture using a low wattage laser to stimulate the acupuncture points. Turns out that's a very good way without a needle to stimulate the acupuncture points. You could also use pressure, I guess, but her technique uses the laser to stimulate the acupuncture points together with the microcurrent stimulation. And she published a couple of papers on that, which showed really remarkable improvement. I mean, people had improvement of their pain, and that's really what it's all about with carpal tunnel syndrome, is you need to do these conservative things, maybe walk away from the computer for a while, let it heal, and treat the pain. And this is a way to do all of those things without taking pain meds, and things get better, and they get better quickly. So that's the bottom line. It doesn't really, not much more to be said about this than that. So we have a protocol to help you with the pain of carpal tunnel syndrome, and it's done together with some other things that help increase the speed of the healing. And all of this is a way to take care of the problem without drugs, without surgery. And so just download the papers that are on the podcast page. And please, you know, when you find this useful, please like us, share this post, and subscribe to our podcast page, because we're going to be having more things coming about how to use this remarkable technology. Once you've got the unit, once you own a unit, there's a lot you can do for you, your family, and your friends. So
I am always amazed at how much research has been done about microcurrent stimulation that either people don't know about or are unaware, or it gets lost in the shuffle. So it's encouraging to see these kind of studies done, because it can be effective.
Yeah. Well, and in the future, some of the other articles that are coming, we're going to be talking about dealing with the pain of chronic wounds like diabetic foot ulcers, or even non-healing brown recluse spider bites. We're going to be talking about neuropathy for a variety of causes, diabetic neuropathy, neuropathy related to cancer and chemotherapy, neuropathy related to vascular disease in the legs. And we're going to be talking about how to use the microcurrent stimulation to treat the pain of acute injuries. So sprained ankles, sprained elbows, sprained backs, chronic back pain, all these things that you just can't believe how remarkable this technology is until you use it. So thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Miller. We'll see you soon, or talk to you soon.
Thank you. Stay healthy.
Yes.
Be well. Bye-bye.